there is no mistake. But the technique. So it is finished. Kene? Finished? There was one governor, Mr. Carmichael. So in India, in British period, every officer had to learn the local language. We are students in the Scottish Chartist College. Our all professors were Europeans. But during their service, they had to learn Bengali. So one governor, Mr. Carmichael, he was called for presiding over a meeting. Say he wanted to speak in Bengali. So he said, "Dekhite dekhite tin bochor katiya gel." So the pronunciation is gallo, but he said gel. So people were smiling. The audience, they were smiling. So there is some technique, just like we pronounce something and not to the correct current pronunciation. So, but when we are reading Bengali, let us do it as far as possible, as the Bengalis do. That's all. Otherwise, there is no mistake. Finished?
Ami.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Kene.
Why?
Am I?
Unto me.
Jare.
Give trouble.
Tapatroi.
Three kinds of miserable conditions.
Iha.
This.
Nahi jani.
I do not know.
Kamone.
My welfare.
There is. Translation. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited?
So, Jape. Jare tapotroy. Kiyami kane amai jare tapotroy. Yaha nahi jani kamone hi ho. Kiyami, who am I? Now, suppose I am sitting here, you are all sitting here. Some fly comes and disturbs. We have got daily experience. And he'll disturb. I want to get him out. And he comes again and stops on his mouth and creates some disturbance. The fly, a small fly, not very big man. So, but after all, this is disturbance. I don't like it. But the fly will come and disturb me. So there is no question. Why this fly is coming and giving me disturbance and I do not want it. This is sane man's inquiry. But there is no inquiry. I do not want, there are three kinds, japi tapotroya, three kinds of miserable conditions. One is called adhyatik, another is called adhidaivik, another is called adhibhut. Adhyatik means pertaining to the body and mind. All of a sudden, my mind is not in order. Suppose a friend has come to talk with me. So I refuse to talk. I am not in mood. We have got this experience. I cannot talk with you. Mind is not in order. This is happening daily, every moment. This is called adhyatmik. I did not want it, but it has come. All of a sudden, I am feeling some headache. I did not want it, but it came. This is our practical experience. So this kind of troubles, I don't want. There are always either adhyatmik, adhibhautik, that is your suffering. In this material world means the suffering going on. We are thinking we are very safe, running in the car. At any moment there may be accident. At any moment. I do not want it. My life may go. So, this is sane man's life. There's so many things I do not want them, but they are enforced upon me and I do not know how to get out. The fly is coming, disturbing, I can simply make some spray to kill it, as you do generally. But that killing is another risk. But those who do not know, they kill it, because you have no right to kill. Suppose a man is disturbing. So if you kill, you become a murderer, and you will be taken to the court, and he will be punished, and if you say, this man was disturbing me, therefore I have killed him. And that is no excuse. We have killed this man, he must suffer. This is ordinarily we find in our general living condition. So, in the state of the Supreme Law, you cannot kill in a mosquito or even a fly, everybody. Because God says that everyone is my child. There is the same example. Suppose I have got so many brothers. One brother is a fool. So he creates me some disturbance. I kill him. So will the father will be happy? If you say, Father, your this child was disturbing me, I have killed. The father will be sorry. Why you have killed? This is natural. Because one child of the father is a fool, the other intelligent child cannot kill him. Then the father will be angry or sorry. So we do not know. We are doing irresponsibly. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has gone to his spiritual master. He is asking this. This is also common, also very grave question. That in this material world, I do not want so many things, but they are enforced upon me. Why? This is human life. To inquire why. Not to they. The modern theory is struggle for existence. There are troubles and you try to save yourself and survival of the fittest. But nobody is fit. Nobody survives. Nobody wants death. But we are talking of survival. Who can escape death? There is no possibility. There are so many slogans, but actually there is no remedy. There is remedy, but we do not know. That is the defect of modern thinking. There is remedy. Otherwise, why you are talking this half? Why Sanatana Goswami is putting this question just to get the solution from the spiritual mind? Otherwise, there is no need of putting this question that what is my position? Why these threefold miseries always give me trouble? Why I die why I become old, why I become diseased, why I have to take birth. They are simply struggling for existence, that here is a child, the childbearing is very troublesome, and if I give birth to a child, the mother is killed. This is going. But that means she is implicating herself. Again, in another way of life, this is going on. So this question, at the present moment, nobody asks this question, but this is very intelligent question. We are completely under the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimurātmā kartāham. We are not independent, just like in the state, in your country. Although you have observed the independence ceremony, but you are not independent. If you go, tip to the right, if you go to the left, immediately your independence finishes. So this so-called independence is conditional. It is not absolute independence. But if you want absolute independence, then you have to go back home, back to home. This is the problem. We are hankering after independence. But so long we remain in this material world, there is no question of independence. Intelligent man, when he inquires about, when he thinks over, that I want independence from so many things, but I am not independent. I am forced to accept that what is my independence. When this question arises, then he is human being. Otherwise, he is as good as the cats and dogs. Because the cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. Just like animal is being sent to the slaughterhouse, he cannot say, why, what I have done, why you are sending me. He cannot protest. Even if he protests, nobody hears. Nobody. He protests by crying, by screaming. But we have made our own theories. This crying is nothing. It has no soul we can kill. So in this way the whole world is going on under a gross atmosphere of ignorance. There are so many things to be discussed. Just like we do not know what is the problems of life, how life comes into existence. We see a child is born, but we do not know where from the life came. The lump of matter of the child is not the child. If the child takes birth dead, without life, it has no value. It is a lump of matter, you throw it immediately. But if it has a life, then we take care of it. We raise it, give him food, we give breastfeed, and so much care. The life is so important. But nobody cares now. What is this life? Where it begins? Where from it comes? What is the destiny? No question. Similarly, if we are seeing every night so many planets, we are making teeny attempts to go to a moon planet or some other planet. But there we see there are so many millions and trillions of planets. What about their situation? We have made our calculation from here, that they are simply decoration, there is no life. No, there is life. There is life. But we do not know it. Yesterday our scientist, Dr. Samudar, was speaking that in the history of human society, actually these two things are ignored. What is the beginning of life and what are these planets? So we are after knowledge. But so many things are unknown to us. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his practical behavior to approach the spiritual master and putting his gaze that I am suffering in this way. He was minister, there is no question of suffering. He was very well situated. That he has already explained, that Gramma-bhavahare kahaya pundi sattva-kari-mani. There are so many questions I cannot answer. There is no solution. Still, people say that I am a very learned man. I accept foolishly. Nobody is learned man unless he goes to the Guru. Tatvijnanatham sa guru meva abhivacchet. Therefore, Vedic injunction is that if you want to be learned, then go to one of my guru, not the so-called guru. Tadvidhi panipati na prepasne na sivaya upadakshanti tadjyanam jnanina patru. Guru means one who has seen the absolute. That is, tattva darshana. Tattva means the absolute truth. And darshana, one has seen. This moment, or the consciousness of mind, is for this purpose, to see the absolute, to understand the absolute, to know the problems of life, and how to make a solution. These things are our subject matter. Our subject matter is not material things. Somehow or other, you get a car and a good apartment, and a good wife, then all your problems solved. No. That is not solution of problem. The real problem is how to stop your death. That is real. But because it is very difficult subject matter, nobody touches death. Peacefully die, but nobody peacefully dies. If I take a dagger and I say, now die peacefully. The whole peaceful condition finished immediately. He'll cry. But these are nonsense. If somebody says, I'll die peacefully, nobody dies peacefully. That is not possible. Therefore, death is a problem. Birth is also a problem. Nobody is peaceful while within the womb of the mother. It is packed up, airtight condition. And then nowadays there is risk of being killed. There is no question. Birth and death. And then old age, just like I'm old man, I have so many troubles I've got. So old age and disease, everyone has got experience. Even headache is sufficient to give you trouble. The real problem is this. Birth, death, old age and disease. That is the statement given by Krishna, that Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu dharma. If you are intelligent, you should take up these whole problems of life as very definite. So they have no knowledge, therefore they avoid this question. But we take up this question. That is the difference we make, other movement and Krishna consciousness. Our moment is how to solve this problem. The Shastra says that if you cannot solve this problem for your children, that is real contraceptive. Ida na sasad, janani na sasad, namo chayil ja samuti kari. If you cannot protect your child from the imminent death and limitation of birth, don't become a father, don't become a father. This is father. He actually father and mother. You should give him such education and knowledge that this is the last part. Next, he will not have any such body subjected to birth and death. That is what Bhagavad Gita says. तत्ता देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामे simply try to understand Krishna, then the whole problem. But if the problem solved, the tattadeham, this body we have to give up, because it is a material body. We must have to give up. But those who are Krishna conscious, after giving up this body, no one tattadeham purajarmanaiti. Purajarma in next one. If we accept a material body, then there is question of next one. But if you remain in your spiritual body, there is no question. That is spiritual salvation or liberation. If you remain in your spiritual body, then you go back to home, back to Godhead. Krishna is complete. Spiritual body, the kingdom of God is also spiritual, and you go there, you live there eternally. Tattādi yadgatyāna nivartante tadhāmam paramam mama. When going, you do not come back again to this material world. That is the supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of God. So, this benediction is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has very kindly come here, the Daigo. So, you take advantage of his mercy. You are very fortunate that the Daigo is here. If you simply chant the Daigo and dance, then you will die. There is no divinity. There is no divinity. Then you are chanting Jai Satchinanda. This simple chanting Jai Satchinanda, Hare Krishna. This chanting and Jagai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Sumeva. This is not, I am manufactured, this is the injection of his heart. In this age, simply by chanting and dancing, Jagai Sankirtanai, you get complete spiritual salvation. So I am very glad you are taking care of the Daigo so nicely, and so nicely dressed. So continue these activities, and if you cannot do anything, simply chant Hare Krishna and dance and Jai Satchidananda, then that will make your life perfect. Thank you.